There's a lot of deep conversations happening on Twitter. You know, really anywhere there's deep conversation, networking opportunity is probably in the midst. So on today's show, we're going to look at one way to use Twitter to really build relationships. So we'll get into that after the theme song. So the big question is this: how do we ambitious professionals avoid the slow-moving career, take control of our time, and get paid for two things? Doing what excites us and making an impact bigger than anyone ever thought was possible. That is the question, and this podcast has the answers. My name is Candace Spears, and welcome to Ambition, Honey, and Hustle. So Twitter isn't really a social channel that I use a whole lot in terms of networking. I will do my tweets. I will utilize Twitter, especially when there are big events happening in the world or if I just want to catch up on some news or something like that. But I don't use it very often for networking. So when I was thinking about this episode, I thought it was important to know on this social channel in particular, because it is a popular one, obviously, but that it was important to understand what the networking possibilities were, especially if this is a platform that you prefer or that you use more often. So since it's not one that I've used successfully for networking, I took to the internet and did a little bit of research. Now, I came across this article on Forbes.com, and it's by Ashley Stahl. Ashley Stahl is she's a career coach, and her article is titled "How to Network on Twitter Without Looking Like a Creep," which sounds incredibly interesting. So in this article, she talks about this 5-day strategy. And so I want to share this with you. Just scroll down here. So basically, it's 5 days that she's suggesting as a process that you go through to network with a particular individual that you're after, that you want to connect with on Twitter. So she talks about day one being really choosing the person that you want to get in touch with. And of course, you know, when you've chose the person, make sure that your page looks good, right? So before you start doing any actual reaching out, make sure that your page looks good, you know, that things look in order as they should be, and, you know, that it's presented in such a way that you want it to be. Now, Twitter often has been known to carry with it more of the thought leaders. So folks who are carrying expertise and thought in a certain area, Twitter has known to be that dominant platform. So she talks about when you identify who you need, make sure first that your page is in order. Completely makes sense. That's the day one. And now after you've got those couple things together, also go ahead and follow this person. So go ahead, you've identified, your page looks good, go ahead and give them a follow. That's all a part of day one. Now, days 2 through 4, she suggests take a break. So you went, you followed them, you saw what's going on, you've checked out your own page and freshened it up. Now take a break. Then on day five, go ahead and tweet the person. So she makes a statement here. Don't overthink it. Your tweet could be something positive like, "I love the work you do. Let me know how to help spread the word." Or it could be something like, you know, "Take a look at Ashley Stahl's article." You know, somebody that you either, it's an article that you came across somewhere, but go take a look at that person's article. Just be authentic. And so just to take a break from her 5-day strategy for a second, authenticity, I talk about it all the time. Authenticity is super important, and it's important to be genuinely interested in people's stories, in providing people value, and not come at it from an angle of, what can I get? What can I do? What can I get? What can I get? always be willing to give first. So that's on day five. She's like, go ahead and tweet the person. Basically, you know, strike up a conversation, but do it by offering value. And that essentially is the essence of her strategy. So there wasn't a whole lot there. It didn't seem like it was a super complicated strategy to check out and try. Now, what I will do is I will make sure that there is a link to this article in the show notes on CandiceBeers.com. So you can go and check it out and read it for yourself. So whether Twitter is your platform or not, whether you want to give it a try and see how it works from a networking perspective, go ahead and do it. Take this and take action. I hope you have a great day, a great evening, whenever you're listening, and I'll talk to you again very, very soon. Enjoy what you're hearing on this podcast? Well, if you do, I need you to do me a huge favor. Go over to Apple Podcast, look for Ambition, Honey, and Hustle, and leave me a rating and a written review. That would be so awesome. And you don't know how much that helps other listeners just like you find us. So go ahead, leave the rating and review. I'll wait or not. I'll trust that you'll go and do it. And I thank you very much in advance.